Dick dudes. Dick dudes. All right, in 3, 2, 1. Welcome, guys, to another episode of Dick Dudes, the show where Nathan and I take ridiculous fan questions and try to answer them as thoroughly and thoughtfully as possible.
Each week, we're going to answer an overarching question that will go out throughout the episode. We will occasionally move off into different tangents, but at the end of the timer that I will put on, we will fully answer the question to the best of our God-given or whoever ability.
Whoever. I like that it was all-encompassing. Like, whoever gave us this ability. This week's question, can you read the question? Because it's a very interesting one.
And this week comes from one of our many fans of the show.
Yes,
many.
Vast amounts of...
But everyone knows the show bigly. They know it bigly.
That's a word?
Donald Trump said it. It must be a word.
All right.
And so... one of our fans, Mr. Clavicles.
The artist formerly known as Juan Snow.
I don't know if you can call it formerly known, because I think he's going to just keep switching back.
Back and forth to Mr. Clavicles.
Yeah, back and forth. You never know.
Right. A man with great clavicles. Next time.
I mean, can you have
not seen his. I would appreciate. This is a little word of advice
I've not
for
seen
you,
it.
Mr. Yeah. Can we see some clavicle? Can we get a little bit
of
a
clav?
Can you pull back on your profile picture and maybe get at least one or part of one in there or something
just
like that?
I just want to see those head wings. That's all I want to see.
But Mr. Clavicles is actually the man responsible for a great video edit on our first official episodes of Dick Dudes, the Transformers episode, the Is Optimus Prime Gay episode, which I think we did a fantastic job of breaking that down. I don't think there's any doubt left in the room.
It's been settled.
About whether
it's
or not. It has. It's been settled. We were pretty thorough. We were pretty thoughtful. And so afterwards, Mr. Clavicles made a hilarious edit incorporating an old Transformers cartoon. It was fantastic. But now he has come forth and submitted this banger of a question, which is, Nathan?
So the question is, Mariah Carey's song, Honey.
Honey.
Was that about cum?
And if you're like me, I actually had to be briefed a little bit. I had to listen to the song. Luckily,
you got briefed about 30 seconds before.
30 seconds ago, because I wanted to go into this one cold. I thought it was a good move. And I just want to know, how long did it take? Because he must have been wondering that for some time.
The thing is the good thing about this show is, if anyone's got a burning question that they're afraid to like ask or they don't know who to ask to get the appropriate information to them, stick it to us and we'll just give you the score on it, basically.
Right. Never be afraid to ask us. You have nothing to hear from us. And if there's anybody who's going to pick apart a question thoroughly and thoughtfully, it's going to be the Dick Dudes.
Exactly.
Am I right?
Nothing. You just said that there was nothing to fear, and I was just making a nice face to let everyone know nothing to fear from us.
One that might provoke fear. That's a very fear. I think that's the opposite of, it's very scary.
I've seen people smile at babies like that, and it's been fine.
Well, we listened to the song 30, whatever it is, about a minute ago now, and
I've got the lyrics.
We can't play this song. Yeah, we have the lyrics. We can't play it because YouTube is, you know, YouTube, and they'll pull us off. They'll pull us right off.
I don't know whether you want to just go straight for the chorus, because I think that's where the meat of the issue is.
I mean, let's at least do the first verse. Okay. I'd like to kind of slowly get into this, which, by the way, there's a fucking, it's like a 40-second intro where she's just saying, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then some guy's just going, MC.
And I swear at one point she went doo doo doo. I gotta make it known that I do not fucks with Mariah Carey unless it's Christmas. You know what I'm saying? I can't really. She does. I mean, we're talking top tier Christmas music from Mrs. Carey, but Otherwise, I'm not a huge fan of hers.
I mean, I think you'll change your mind if you go on YouTube and look for the compilation where she's throwing shade to backup singers.
Oh.
I actually watched it about 5 days ago. Got recommended to me by YouTube. And
okay.
It's quite good because she's just like, "You're out of pitch, honey," or whatever, and then tells her off. And it's funny to see.
Well, was she out of pitch? I mean, you know.
Oh, the backup singer was shit.
Well, yeah, and in Mariah Carey's defense, she's got, you know, millions and millions, maybe even a billion fans all over the world. She's got to put on the highest level of
fucking show. Yeah, but on the other side of that, you can't hold everyone up to Mariah Carey's standards because she's that good.
That's
so
true.
So just let them have a little mistake now and then. Do you know what I mean?
All right. I guess
so. Don't beat people.
You're in the presence of a Christmas goddess.
So I'll just go through the verse and then...
Please,
Once I've finished, So it's, "Oh, now you can have me when you want me.
Mm-hmm.
You simply asked me to be there, and you're the only one who makes
out of the gate strong."
Yes, but nothing.
Nothing too, but out of the gate. I mean, if you fucking want it, you got it.
"Who makes me come running? Because that's what you got is far beyond compare."
Okay.
And then it says, "And it's just like honey, your love comes over me."
Okay, now let's stop for a moment. In what way does honey come over you? To say that it's just, your love is like honey.
See, when we first started this, I thought, right, it's going to be an easy cut and dry. She's definitely talking about cum, but now that I'm thinking about it, what if she's just talking about the fact that during those, she like her niche in bed is to have honey poured all over.
Well,
she likes to play with food. She likes to blindfold you at the fridge, give you a strawberry, and you go, "Oh, what's that? Is that a strawberry?"
It's on the heavier side.
What? We're not talking. you can't just go straight into that. Are you talking about the fact that she's got a big booty or her chest shelf or what? Like
she's got a lot of. It's more like a lack of health issue.
Are you trying to say that rubbing honey and or pouring honey over yourself makes you fat? Is that what you're trying to say?
You know, I'm a very vanilla person when it comes to intimacy, and I do not like food play. Like, I don't like the whipped cream thing. I don't like anything that's going to make me sticky. I don't want anything that I've got to clean up afterwards, anything that might attract ants.
Yeah, well, basically what you're saying is you're not sexy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
So you just want it the way you want it, and that's fine. Don't get me sticky. I don't want to mess around. I just want to get my hole and leave.
Well,
that's basically what you're kind of saying.
I like intimacy. I don't like... food.
So eye contact, that's a big thing for you.
That's nice. I like that. Yeah. Okay.
But then eye contact as she shoves a banana in your mouth.
I don't want any, even if it's fruit. I mean, fruit's like a healthier option. There's healthier options that I could appreciate.
Oh, so kale. If she dribbles kale over her breast and then into your mouth. So you're just below her breast with your mouth open like that. And she just dribbles spinach and kale down her breast into your mouth.
Well, I like kind of like a reverse cowgirl. You know how they sell the bags of kale? It's a big bag.
Yeah.
And she would reverse cowgirl, and she would not look at me, but...
Oh, just throw it behind her.
Throw it. Yeah. Well, really? I mean, you know.
Well, what if she accidentally throws it and it blocks the view to the bumhole? Because that's basically what you want with the reverse cowgirl. You want to see that. You want to see that butthole, and you want to see the other thing.
I actually prefer the kale.
Oh, but you'd stuff it down. Kale there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you like...
You don't like food.
You don't like food and sex.
I don't like food, no.
So what if maybe it's just a thing of she likes sticky things? You don't like sticky things, but maybe Mariah does. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, all right. Well, let's leave that option on the table. Maybe it's a food play thing.
I've got evidence.
Okay.
"All I want for Christmas is... glue."
No, that's not how.
That's another song. That's two sticky songs that she's got. two of them.
I don't want to have this show.
That was a Christmas song because
were you and
when
I...
you're packing, you'd sometimes, some people use tape. Maybe she uses glue. I don't know.
I don't think anybody uses glue. Although using a glue stick would actually be a great move because it just would look so seamless. But I don't want to have a show where we disparage some of the greatest Christmas music on the planet. That's not what I'm here for. That's not why
I... I'm just singing it.
Okay, well, it's a misrepresentation.
That's too
sticky. It's not glue. It's never been glue. It's you. It's you.
I'm glue. So basically, the next line. So
the next line is,
Oh baby, I've got a dependency. Always strung out for another taste of your honey.
Okay, now the first thing that comes to my mind is allegedly, I think it was from a documentary called Fed Up, which is a great documentary. Sugar lights up the same pleasure centers of the brain as cocaine does. So when she says, I've got a dependency and I'm strung out, I think that's right, you fat bitch. Sugar is highly addictive.
Okay. So you've went back to being fat again. You think this song is about her weight?
I mean, it could be, because, you know, oftentimes there's a...
I think that's your obsession. I think that's coming from you just because...
Well, there's a creative...
Self-reflecting, I think.
That's what music does well, is it creatively hides messages. It's in metaphors and things of that nature. And so you could make the argument that, yeah, so far this is about food, like actual food, actual money.
So then the next bit is, it's like honey when it washes over me. You know, sugar never ever was so sweet. I'm dying for you, crying for you. I adore you. One hit of your love affected me. I'm strung out on you, darling. Don't you see? Every night and day, I can hardly wait for another taste of your honey.
Okay, there was a lot there. I definitely heard another reference. Strung out was repeated, but also another hit, and it's nobody ever talks about anything but drugs when you're having a hit of something.
So the next bit is, honey, I can't describe how good it feels inside. So again, that this could all lead, this is actually, you're onto something, it's leading into some sort of abuse of a substance.
Is she doing heroin?
It doesn't sound like she's chasing the dragon. I think it, but then could that substance be coom?
It could be. I am coming from this point of view where this song is 100%, or not 100%, it's 90% about cum, and I'm trying to take that 10% and give her the benefit of the doubt and aim it towards something different, whether it be food or her vicious drug addiction, whatever. And the likelihood that it's about cum so far is pretty significant.
It's pretty high, but then also the likelihood that it is some sort of drug as well.
If it's not cum, it's food or a drug.
Okay. There's too many lyrics to this song, but a lot of the stuff that I've already said gets repeated.
Right, yeah.
I think the next verse doesn't, so... I can't be elusive with you, honey, because it's blatant that I'm feeling you. So she's using honey in two terms here, the substance or liquid or whatever that she's receiving from you, and she's also calling you honey, which is cheeky. I love your hun.
She's just being a little,
she's being a bit cheeky with it, which I like. It's too hard for me to leave abruptly. So this is kind of leading into the cold turkey thing. You're the only thing I want to do, and it's just like honey. When your love comes over me, baby, I've got a dependency, always strung out for another taste of your honey.
Now, the only thing she wants to do, what was the only thing she wants to do?
You're the only thing, you.
You, right. So if you were to ask a heroin addict.
We're assuming that that's a person.
Or it could be anthropomorphizing a drug,
an animal, some sort of animal. Whoa. She likes.
Is anthropomorphization only with animals, or can it be with objects?
Let's hope. It could be.
Let's hope. Sex. Let's go and say it's so. She may be doing that with a substance, and so, I mean, there's been plenty of songs written about heroin,
yes.
Right? Where they've referred to heroin as if it was, or alluded to heroin being a person that's, you know, ruining their life, but they can't get enough, that sort of thing. So it does kind of, I would almost
what
say.
About, here's another thing. Here's some more evidence to that animal thing. Maybe okay. It could be an animal.
Animal. It could.
The other song, We Belong with Beavers.
That's not how.
Evidence.
That's not how that song goes.
All I want for Christmas is kangaroo.
I don't think.
Could be. We've got evidence everywhere.
I just feel like, yes, but not at all. And it's and probably not.
Maybe.
You know? Okay. Well, no. But.
So maybe. Carry on.
Okay. all right. So let's feed me some more things.
It's basically it just repeats that.
Isn't that kind of crazy how like you look at some songs and it's really just a core amount of.
Just
repeated.
Well, I'm guessing there's a key change here at the end because there's like three
right.
choruses. So typically. I'm guessing there's going to be a bit of a key change there.
Right.
Every little thing you do, what we're going to do right here is we're going to smooth it out.
Mm.
Bunny got me hooked on you, MC, and she won't stop. So that sounds like that's someone saying Mariah Carey won't stop. This could
right.
be... This could maybe be a veiled attempt at a parallel.
Reaching out for help?
Between big singers. So, you know, all the big singers, they know each other. You've got Mike, when he was alive, Michael
right.
Jackson, and he would know Mariah Carey, and Mariah Carey would know Whitney Houston. So maybe
okay.
this was maybe her sort of saying, oh, this is like saying to Whitney Houston, stop doing crack.
That there are better things out there than crack?
Honey, for instance.
Honey? You know, I just realized that both honey and heroin start with an H.
Begin with a H.
Yeah. Well, that's all I really have for that.
But it's still evidence. I mean, we've got a lot of evidence there. We've got the songs. All I Want for Christmas.
Well, we don't have the songs. That's not...
We Belong with Beavers.
I keep telling you that's not how those songs go.
So
and
I think we've
so
got
you actually go
of,
ahead and pull those out of the evidence pile. You can go ahead and remove those.
So basically, so something washing over you.
Right.
You want that substance.
Yeah.
You want to take it into your body. It's the only thing you want. It's. I mean, if it came out now, I would assume it would be aimed at social media attention.
I suppose, I mean, I did just think that you can draw a lot of likelihoods or a lot of correlation between like the what she's describing and love, but it's very hard to draw that same correlation between what she's describing, which is so immense, she needs more, it's in, you know, all, and come. It's very,
I think it's just the liquid aspect of
it. Is it that great?
Because honey is a liquid.
I know, but she's like, a cum fiend, then. She's a cum hound. I mean, she's writing a whole song about it. She needs it. She's in withdrawal. She's strung out. She needs another hit.
Who's been with Mariah Carey? Who was with Mariah Carey?
Eminem and Nick Cannon. That's all I know.
Jokes. Right. So, do you think, side question, do you think that Eminem and Nick Cannon's cum
Mm-hmm.
A, are similar.
Mm.
And B, do you think that their cum is as addictive as heroin?
I think I know that Eminem only came on her belly, which according to him.
Okay, okay.
Which, according to him, actually revolted her. And
is
she
this
insisted,
an actual thing?
This is an actual thing, yeah. Oh, okay. And that she insisted on him getting a towel to get it up.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Some girls have that. The towel.
But
method.
How do you go?
Some people go for the toilet roll method. Some people go for kitchen roll method. Some people go with a dish rag, a t-shirt, a sock. There's a whole plethora.
Typically,
of
what I do is I'll just rub it till it thins out.
Into you.
And then it dries quickly.
You'll have come on yourself.
Yeah, but you spread it thin, it expedites the drying process. Yeah.
And it helps with that when you're shedding a layer of skin. It helps with that process as well. When you
because I fully peel it off afterwards.
Yeah, you fully shed a layer of skin.
Yeah, or I'll just do this so it looks like my belly has dandruff.
I like the way that you built a suit of armor in your old house with your cum shell, and you left it there for the next tenant. I thought.
Well, it's one of the biggest regrets that I've had is that there was a lot of things I couldn't fit in the car on the way to Las Vegas. There was an acoustic guitar. There was just a lot of stuff. And
you can't fold a cum shell up. You can't.
No.
Fold it.
It's really, you can't really do much with it. It stands there pretty stiff. Yeah. A strong breeze would kind of, but you know, you can always make another one, which is the lovely thing. But what my point is, for someone who allegedly was nauseated by the cum and insisted that a towel be gotten.
Got some evidence that, okay.
And now she's singing a song about those two things don't connect.
But that was with one partner. Maybe he had less than...
Maybe he had stinky cum.
Not very close to honey consistency of semen. Whereas Nick Cannon could have been wiling out on her. And you don't know.
It's actually very likely that he was wilding out on her.
Mm-hmm.
Wilding out on her.
So, and plus, he's known for, blasting his, isn't he?
Who's that? Nick Cannon? Or for those of you who didn't get that one, that was a canon reference. Very good.
So basically, another thing that I said that I wanted to talk about on this subject is obviously you have a kid. When I eventually have children, would I want my children singing and dancing to this if it is about cum?
Right. I would say that the amount of things we sang and danced to as children that were more than likely about cum or heroin or, you know,
bumming.
Violence.
There's a lot of bumming ones that I
bombing?
Used to. Bumming?
Bombing?
Bumming.
I'm looking around for, bumming. Somebody to ask what the fuck you're saying.
Bumming. Bumming. Bum. Like your bum. Your bum.
Oh.
Bumming.
That's all right. So what you're saying is the equivalent of me saying assing.
No.
What is that?
No, it's bumming. Bumming is what is sodomy.
Right. I like that you've got a cute little nickname for it. In the States, we call it ass sex. But bumming is much more adorable.
Yeah, but bumming sounds better.
Bumming does sound better, yeah.
Yeah, like if I was to say to you, oh, what were you doing yesterday? And you were like, oh, I was just running in Vegas and I just popped into one of the public toilets, got bummed, did a bit of bumming, and then came
did a
home.
Bit of bumming.
Then I would be like, oh, yeah, that's cute. That's cute. That sounds like a good day.
Would you fancy a bumming?
Well, no, it would be you fancy a bum. Do you fancy a bum?
All right, well... I'm done with that.
A bum over there is like a homeless person, isn't it?
It's a homeless person. It's also a way of saying, like for people that smoke cigarettes, you might ask somebody if you can bum a cigarette.
Bum a fag. Bum a fag.
All right. And is there any sort of...
Bum a fag.
When you say that, you go...
Huh? No, because that's a fag. It's a fag.
No. But I know that. But like if bumming is ass sex...
Yeah.
You certainly do.
No, yeah, either way, you bum a fag. Can I bum
either
a fag?
Either way. See, but that's a tricky thing, because that means either way, right?
Well, you can tell by your eyes which one you mean. So if I did, right, you guessed now. I'll do it. Jeez, I've just met you. And okay. We've been talking in a club. We're outside of the club. My pants are down. You've got some cigarettes on you. And I say, oh, can I bum a fag?
Yeah, it's like the way you lean in really suggests.
So
like,
what did you
and think the hand that meant? Yeah, you want to, here, have a cigarette?
Cigarette, yeah, yeah. So then now, same situation.
Right.
Can I bum a fag?
Yes.
Yeah, and then I get the cigarette afterwards. So it all works out.
Either way, it's the same thing. That's very nice.
I don't want to go around smoking all the time because I'll become addicted and then I'll write a song called Cigarette, which probably means cum.
Right. You don't smoke, do you?
If I drink, I'll have a cigarette.
Right.
So if I'm out drinking and someone's got cigarettes, I'll go, oh yeah, I'll have one. But I don't smoke in general because my mum smoked.
That's why I don't smoke. My mom smoked as well, and she stopped.
It's like one of those things where it's like, it's just negative. So I don't want to introduce that into anything. I'm just doing negative things. I suppose it's progress. I think less and less people will smoke in the future.
Well, now everybody's vaping and such, which I don't know. And the Juuls, there's the Juuls. It looked like smoking a USB. Yeah. That's an interesting move. But I don't know. I hit my friend's Juul. I went to Atlantic City. He's like, hey, did it taste like whatever? I took one hit and I was like, what in the fuck? Like, I think the nicotine, I'm not used to the nicotine.
I think it just, for me, it's a bit of like a novelty. It's not anything that I'd want to get into. There's nothing like... I don't think there's anything that I don't do that other people do that I would want to do in case it became a thing. Like
nothing that you don't drinking, do.
So going out drinking for me is like, if I have a couple of pints, then, and someone's like, oh, are we going home or are we going to the next place? My immediate reaction every time is, we're having a shot and we're going to the next place. Immediately.
Right.
That's just my mindset. So, I would be worried that something like
you
that,
would
like
take it to another level,
whatever. If I got into the habit of even buying something like that or having it around me a lot, then I would probably be the kind of person that'd be like, "Yeah, I'll do this. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that." So I've got myself down to just I only occasionally drink, and that's it.
Right, right.
I would
probably for the best.
I do CBD oil, but that's like a daily thing that I do. So, and I don't know if that counts.
Is it psychoactive?
No. Well, it has the smallest amount of THC in.
Okay,
like
because it can't extract all of it? However the process goes.
There's a threshold. So over here, as long as it's under a certain amount, you can sell it.
Right. That's like kombucha has like a certain percentage of alcohol in it, but it's not going to fuck you up at all.
Okay. Well, I don't know what you just said.
Kombucha, it's like a fermented drink that... supposedly promotes...
It sounds like Mexican root beer to me.
I don't really know what Mexican root beer is. But I do know what kombucha is. It's very much like kombucha.
Okay.
Which is a fermented drink that promotes...
Now, if I was pour kombucha over you, do you think, like, every day, do you think that you could get into it? Maybe it would be the only thing you would do. You'd want to hit it. You'd get a dependency. You'd be strung out. You'd want another taste of kombucha. It's like when kombucha washes all over me, you know, the kombucha never ever was so sweet and I'm dying for it. I'm crying for it. I adore it, you know?
Yeah, no. You'd probably, no. I mean, I don't think, you probably do that to me every day and I still wouldn't, I'd probably still be like, hey, why do we have to do this every day, you know?
I could ask Gabe if he could do it. He could pour it on you every day. We could maybe do an experiment.
Oh, I got to say this on this show. My cousin, who will soon be starting a show with me, can drink 2 gallons of milk in 4 days. So that's a fucking thing.
That's a fine thing if you like
it's
milk.
It's not fine thing.
I mean, what if you look at him with his clothes off? Would you say that you can tell that he drinks 2 gallons of milk in that amount of time?
He's actually been losing weight, but you could tell.
So it's not affecting him weight wise. What's it affecting him? What does he have stomach issues?
Psychologically,
does he fat a lot. I mean,
I think just psychologically,
milk
you shouldn't drink.
Milk isn't going to affect you psychologically. What kind of milk did you drink?
Whole milk.
Like straight from the cow? Because that would maybe fuck you up a little bit mentally, but...
I mean, he's not out there sucking on cow tits, but he's definitely... God, so I'm pointing at the refrigerator.
I think you've got a problem with it.
Well, yeah, because I live with him. It's scary. I don't know what he's going to do next, you know?
Well, you think milk is a gateway drug to bumming you? Is that what you think?
Yeah, laughing this thing. I don't know.
Don't do milk. It's a gateway drug, and it could result if you drink 2 gallons or more within a 4-day period, you could end up bumming your cousin.
Which essentially is a gallon every 2 days.
I mean, that would
if
be the
math condensing the fraction.
It.
Yeah,
yeah. If you want to do that, yeah.
If you were condensing, like half and a is gallon that scarier? A day,
if you want to put it that way, I don't know.
Does that make it scarier? This motherfucker drinks half a gallon of milk a day. Yeah, that's pretty scary.
Gallon. So well, how many pints are in a gallon?
Don't fucking ask me questions about that.
Because we need to... Right, so how many gallons...
Do you want to hear me slap my thighs? It just
see,
cracked.
So you're worried about your cousin drinking milk. I'm worried about you slapping your thighs.
I've got my shorts are really... Oh, look at my fanny pack.
See, there's a problem
like
there.
Pack.
Because
what's the problem?
1.5...
No, yeah, wait, it's a stupid conversion, right?
No, whoa, hang on. Right, so one gallon.
Oh, you didn't know how much...
6.5 pints. US yeah, liquid yeah. gallon. You, hang on, I mean US liquid gallon, not fucking imperial gallon here. What the fuck? 6.5 pints. What the fuck? Show me this.
This is he's drinking two of these every 4 days.
Okay, yeah, he's got a problem.
I mean, that's fucking look at my hand compared. This is a big fucking...
You can't compare your fucking small hand to that, but I understand how big it is. I understand how big it is. I get you now. I get you.
Piece of shit. Okay, so cause for alarm, no?
I mean, yes. But
yes,
do you think, right, put it on a scale of 0 to 100, Mariah Carey with Honey. Where do you think he sits on that scale?
I don't know. I think he kind of overshadows Mariah Carey. She's not necessarily...
Well, she's not the top, obviously, because you've got Whitney Houston with Crack.
Right.
So she's maybe a 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10.
I would say he's a strong 9.
Oh, right. Okay. So he's in between
only because
Mariah
he hasn't
Carey,
died.
Whitney Houston on the addiction scale.
Right. Like, you have to die to be a 10, and he's not died. But we're close, you know?
Okay. But, I mean, you are what you eat, and you are what you drink, maybe. So maybe he'll just turn into milk.
He's the milkman.
The milkman. That should be a show. You could just...
He's the milkman.
If he sees this, he might know it before, but if he doesn't, then when you start your show on the first episode... Keep calling him the milkman without telling him that you're going to call him the milkman.
He's the milkman. Oh, yeah.
And there's our timer. So,
oh, okay. There are some things that we wanted to tap on that we didn't get to tap on, though. One of them was you said the morality of letting your children dance to it.
Yes,
and then
because there's so many songs where they're talking about sex, they're talking about this, peeling people's clothes off, all sorts
of stuff.
Well,
we mentioned Eminem. Eminem is talking about bumming fags left and right, and my mom, the first album I ever had, my mom bought me, which was the Eminem Show. She bought herself the uncensored version, and I got the censored version.
Mine was the one that was the white skull and the black skull on the CD. I can't remember what it was, but it had Guilty Conscience on it.
Oh, I don't remember which one that was. Maybe that was the Marshall Mathers LP?
Maybe, yeah. I can never remember names. But, so, yeah, so he his lyrics were quite extreme.
So, and I don't know that you dance to them, but, you know.
No. I would say,
if Mariah Carey came out and said, like, if she just replaced the lyric honey with cum, yeah, as soon as I said that, I wouldn't let my kid dance to that. But, I mean, I kind of almost wish that she
you
did.
Would for a TikTok.
I'd do anything for a TikTok. I downloaded TikTok, and I haven't used it.
I
just
saw this.
Looking at it.
Well, I look at them all the time.
I like them.
Just because I just think it's funny. I find little...
Yeah.
But I noticed there was a... I don't know if this is a trend now, but I did notice one where because on Vine there used to be this thing where it was do it for the Vine.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
so do it for the Vine.
They tried to get it.
Do it for the gram.
They tried to make that happen.
So they went, do it for the TikTok. And he goes, I'm not going to do it. And then she goes, do it for the TikTok. And then he goes to do it. And just before he goes to do whatever it is he's about to do, a dance or whatever it is, she goes, do it for the big cock. And he goes, ah. I thought it was funny.
Was that cheeky? Is that the definition of cheeky?
Fucking cheeky, mate.
Fucking cheeky.
Fucking cheeky.
You mentioned something about Billie Eilish before. I thought was interesting.
It got mentioned in the chat. Sunday, our esteemed in the
colleague.
Top level of people that we like on the internet, fluctuating within the top rank.
But she remains over here.
She's fluid. She's fluid throughout the rank.
Also gender fluid.
She was saying how Billie Eilish sings about like having coitus with people's dads and stuff.
I know this song. It's called Bad Guy.
Is it?
Yeah, and there's a lyric where she says,
"What's it called?
My Bad Guy."
Duh. I think. I've heard it. I think I've heard it.
Yeah, it's a good song. I think it's a good song. I like her. She's fun.
The TikTok version is like it goes on, and then they stand there, and then they do this. And there's a little dance.
What are we talking about?
Because it's on TikTok. There's a TikTok craze of that song.
And okay, Bad Guy.
It waits till a bit and it goes, I'm a bad guy. Duh. And then the dance bit is like, like that.
Why did I just hear music while you were actually doing it? That was weird as fuck. Maybe it was
magic.
I've heard this.
We'll figure it sounds lyric. Like post.
Yeah, because there was definitely music there. It was like boing, boing, boing. It was very strange. I heard it in this ear. There was this lyric where she goes, I'm the bad guy.
It's done that thing again.
Why should it be more?
The connection's going weird. I'd like to take this time.
All right. Yes, I still.
No, can't hear.
I think I'm.
Oh, here we go. We're back.
Okay. All right. We'll have to edit that out. What was that?
No, don't edit it out.
37 minutes.
Because what it does is it keeps my side being lost to the connection, your side. So we look like we're confused for a bit.
Yeah, we're definitely confused. So one of the things I like about Billie Eilish is that she's leaning into the bad guy thing because she dresses a little weird. She's almost like kind of gothic, hip-hop goth. It's interesting. But and one of my favorite artists, who we already mentioned earlier, was somebody who also leaned into the bad guy thing, which was Eminem. When I was a kid, Eminem was massive because he was just leaning into everything that the media alleged him to be. He would embody it and spin it in such a way that it made him successful and also couldn't be used against him. And so when I see this young girl, Billie Eilish, leaning into this stereotype where I guess someone is alleging her to be a bad person because of, I guess, how she dresses or whatever she sings. And instead, she's leaning into it so hard. She's talking about dating your dad. And I think it's fucking hilarious, and I think it's a great move. But I actually like that song. Bad Guys is a good song. There's another one, You Should See Me in a Crown. She's a funky little bitch, and I mean that in a totally endearing way. I like her music, and it's interesting to see that again, where it's like this little white girl in this, you know, oversized hoodies with a little bit of like goth sprinkled on top of it, leaning into the bad guy caricature, which I think is always the right move. If somebody hates you, then you spin it in such a way that it becomes yours and they can't use it against
you. You take it back kind of thing.
You own it. You own it. And she's doing that. And the song is very funny, but I think Jenna actually said that there are people on TikTok that are dancing with their dads to that lyric, which is not that doesn't play out the way that you think it plays out. It looks like you want to
like
bang saying, your
there's
dad.
There's so many songs like that that you probably danced with people that you, the family members even, danced to a song that you like. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're celebrating what that song says, but you just like the song, you think it slaps. You think that beat slaps, I'm going to dance this. But it's one of those things where it's like, it's a little bit awkward. And with this song specifically, I don't think it's about cum. I thought it was at the start, now I don't. I think it's about honey. And I think she's alluding to many different things. She's alluding to cum, she's alluding to just sex, she's alluding to attention in general. She's alluding
maybe also to even drugs.
Drugs, there we go. So she's alluding to all those things, but I think essentially it's just about honey.
Oh, about honey. I think that I agree in your assessment that it is multi-layered, the things that she's potentially singing about. And I think if you're an artist who's making like this vague innuendo song with all these read between the line type of things, it would be in your best interest to make it more open for interpretation so that a bigger crowd enjoys it.
It's a subtler version of what people do when they say something nowadays to negative, to get backlash, to get negative comments back. They do negative things to get negative comments so that they get more engagement. Unfortunately, that's a way a lot of stuff works now. But a subtler, nicer, a compromising way would be to do it this way, which is like, she could say it's about whatever she wants to say.
It's about heroin, whatever you want. Because I think there's a good artist oftentimes makes songs in such a way that they don't just belong to the artist anymore. So the songs are so open that they can belong to the listener, because the listener can use that and drape it over the scaffolding of their life because it fits, and it fits a wide amount of scaffoldings. You know what I mean? There's a lot of different, interpretive meanings and this, that, and the other thing. So I think that, a good artist typically does that because...
He's done that. Well, I hope that Mr. Clavicles feels we've covered it thoroughly.
Covered it in honey.
And that he's happy with our answer. He adores our answer. He craves our answer.
Right.
He just can't get enough. Our answer. Exactly.
And he's going through a bit of a withdrawal, maybe even feeling strung out.
Thank you, Mr. Clavicles, for that wonderful question.
Thank you very much. And also, like we said, please, if you could just pull out on the profile picture a little bit.
We just want to see them.
Let's just see that. I mean, let's just see these clavicles.
Maybe he's got a private Snapchat or something.
Ah, well, Snapchat Premium. If you've got one of those, let us know. And
we'll shout out.
I'm not saying we're going to, maybe toss you a couple of bucks to see some.
Just to sort of round the Mariah Carey stuff off, I just want to say.
Very round.
How much I respect her as an artist. She's one of my favorite singers. Because
is that true?
Because there's not many singers that can change the name so frequently and get away with it.
I can think of one. And so there's not many.
Like every year she changes her name. The same time of year she changes her name and then goes back to a normal name. And there's not many artists that can do that.
What? She changes her name up?
Yeah, on 31st of October, I think it is, 30th of October. She changed her name to Mariah Scary.
I wish she did.
We belong with beavers.
That's not even close to the word together.
We belong with beavers.
I do think, I think Mariah Carey would probably like me. You know what I mean?
Because you think you're a snack and you're saying she's fat?
No, not like... No, like not romantically.
Did you just attempt to Mariah Carey then?
No. I just think that... I think I'm a likable person. I think my appreciation for her Christmas music would flatter her. And I hear that she actually has a wine cellar that's filled with nothing but wine and Captain Crunch. And so if that's what she's into, you know, I think that we would probably get along pretty well.
I mean, so far, all we've established is she's into honey, white wrappers.
She likes sweets.
And old medieval weaponry.
I'm trying to get this before you say it. I don't know. I don't know what you mean.
Nick Cannon.
Oh, you fucking...
God, I hate it when I have to explain it. You just need what you need to do is you need to, one, read a book about medieval weaponry. Two, get Gabe to pour kombucha on you for the next week.
Or milk. The next 2 weeks. I don't think he would do it.
He won't do it with milk because I want to drink it. So
right.
Kombucha, we'll do the kombucha thing. And then also, I need you to start working on this new suit of armor of cum sheaths.
You ever get really far into something and when it all falls apart, you're just like, the amount of time and effort that it took to put into the thing in the first place, it's almost not worth doing it again.
Almost. Almost.
I was so dehydrated for so long.
Okay.
Just trying to create this.
Well, see, that's why the kombucha is going to help. The milk, even the milk. Are you sure your cousin's not doing it himself? And that's what the milk's for.
I haven't. It's hard to. It's a very small apartment, and you'd be hard pressed to hide a cum suit in here. And also, I mean, that's, you know, I did it. To do it, if I did it, would.
Oh yeah, maybe
you'd be biting.
Yeah.
Be biting. Which biting, is what we say in the States for...
Biting your steez.
Yeah. All my steez. My steezin. And so... I don't think he's going to do it. And I don't think I'm going to do it again. But we could always find new things. I could paint with my own shit. Like some people do. They also do it with their period blood. I was watching a thing the other day. Where this girl was painting with her period blood. And trying to sell the paintings for gratuitous amounts of money. And if I'm being totally honest, they weren't even really that good. Oh, before we wrap this up, I do want to say that last night,
You could only paint once a month. That's just silly.
That's true. Well, you'd have to, maybe if you squeezed it out, you would have enough to, I don't know how that really works. You squeeze the sides.
Well, it gunks out like a red jellyfish. You could keep it in a dish, maybe. Put some cling film or some shrink wrap or saran wrap or whatever the fuck you call it over there. And put it over the dish and just keep that kind of red sponge and then maybe just attach it to a stick and use that to...
As a thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So you remembered something there. You remembered something that you needed to say.
Oh, yeah. Last night I had this notion, right? I'm laying in bed and I hear like a shout outside. And it wasn't like a scary shout or anything, but it sounded like a female voice. And I was just like, you know what, man?
Fox.
Get up and fox. Like double. It wasn't definitely not a fox. And get up and make sure everything's locked. So I like threw all the latches on the door. I even have this thing that you could put up against the doorknob. So like if they try to push it open, it won't open. And then I latched all the back doors and the windows and everything. And I got back in bed and I woke up this morning to go to work. I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning because I like to get after it. I like to start my day really early while everybody else is sleeping. I like to, well, if you want to sleep while I work, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
You know, I get out there. I can get that money. I can grind. Yeah. I can hustle. I can do all these things.
So you have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning for work. Carry on.
To get up at 4. Right. Yeah. And so, and I walk outside and there's a cruiser, a police cruiser with the lights on and there's caution tape everywhere. And I'm like, well, I can't go that way. So I go around the other way to leave. And there's another section with a cruiser and more caution tape. And there's detectives. And detectives have gloves on. And they're under a car. And they've got the doors open. And they're in the car.
Yeah.
And it turns out that that some chick last night stabbed her man for cheating on her. Which about 2 days ago, we were driving back into the apartment complex, and I looked up, and there's a woman. She's throwing what I would assume is all of her cheating man's belongings.
Everything
is just in the streets. Shit is broken. There's clothes everywhere, and we're just like, oh. And then a couple days later, somebody's getting stabbed. Stab.
Well, let's pray for him.
What did you say?
what did I say to God then, or in general?
Yeah.
What I said, I pray. I said, it was really quick, but it was just like, don't die, stab man.
I just said, I hope he's okay. You know.
Yeah, I said, don't die, stab man.
Who did you pray to?
Ganesh.
Ganesh.
Yeah.
I used to know like an Indian dude named Ganesh.
This is turning into something that I don't want it to turn into.
You see my thighs?
Yeah, I saw them. That's
good. all right, so let's wrap this up. This has been another tremendous episode of Dick Dudes with a wonderful question submitted by
Mr. Clavicles.
And the answer to which is... it's multi-leveled. Yes, cum, but also yes, drugs, but also yes, food. And that is because somewhere out there in the world, there are cum fiends, crack fiends, and food fiends. And Mariah very generously aimed at everybody with that song.
Exactly. And I fully support her this year in January as well. She's going to be doing it for charity, so we'd normally do it in November, but she's doing it in January this year, so I think she's also changed her name for that as well. So in January, when she's doing No Shave January, and she's going to change her name to Mariah Harry
and she's going to sport a big hairy pussy.
Boosh.
So thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we're just
glad that you listen, and we're glad that you're Mariah Carey.
Oh, thanks guys, bye bye.